How beautiful. So I'm going to continue our journey with our animal guide, because we had, the last time we were doing this, we went through the Valley of Wisdom and we connected deeply with our inner child. And we emerged from that Valley of Wisdom and took a step out. But where did we step out into? That's what we will do now. And so I invite you to close your eyes and be in that moment where you have embraced your inner child and you're stepping out and you are reaching into the realm of infinite possibilities. This is a realm where anything and everything is possible. And as you move around in this realm, you begin to see others that have emerged into the realm of infinite possibilities. And you might see groups of you moving around, and you become attracted to where everyone is hovering. What are they looking at? There is an area there filled with travel bubbles where you can step into a travel bubble and you can explore any area on the earth from the micro to the macro. As this bubble shrinks, so do you. You can go exploring all areas of the earth. You can be face to face with a dragonfly. You can become as big as an airplane and travel around. But that's not the only thing in the realm of infinite possibilities. You can go and explore an area where you have a talents and abilities suit that you can wear. You can decide, what do I want to do today? Do I want to be a singer? Perhaps I'll put on the talent and ability suit of a singer. And as soon as you do, immediately you are bursting into the most breathtaking song ever to be heard. Perhaps you want to put on a dancer's talents and ability suit. And all of a sudden you are doing the most exquisite choreography. Or perhaps you want to be a comedian and everybody's laughing at everything you say. And in the background, all the animal guides have gathered together. They are patiently watching you. And much to their amusement, they see others going to another area of the infinite possibilities realm, where humans are trying on animal suits, where they can explore becoming an animal. And this is so funny for the animal guides, watching these funny humans try and put on the animal suits. And as you keep wandering around this realm of infinite possibilities, you almost see like there's a double-sided mirror. And as you get closer, you peer through and you can see a face looking back at you. And this face, there's many faces, and they're all the faces of the young children who are constantly living in the realm of infinite possibilities. And as you realize that this too is available to you, you connect back in with your animal guide, ready to move into whatever realm and whatever challenge you have, because you know that all of the answers truly are within you.
And those in the infinite realm of possibility, extend yourself even more. Your possibility of bubble, creating one unified possibility of bubble here together energetically, heart, energy field, vibration, frequency, resonance, color, tone, that you can feel yourself going into, deeper into your multidimensionality in this sacred and very sweet spot, in this enclave that we are honoring with our hearts and our presence, the keepers, the guardians, the ancient ones that lived long before us, and those that live here now. We feel their heart, we feel their presence, we feel their compassion and love and honoring for their home. We are in their home, we are in their land, and we are invited to share it for this few moments. So let us connect deeper again with Mother Earth, with the elements and elementals that we are bathing in, the energies that are here, that are coming to you, to speak to you, to whisper to you something that you may not expect. They're telling you through the wind, through the rocks, through the trees, through the creepy crawlers, through the animals, through the sound and through the silence. So open fully your senses, your inner senses, your consciousness to merge, meld, and integrate this moment and this beauty all around you, above, below, to the sides. Feel the extension, feel the connection, feel the meld and allowance that simply takes you there, your being. Put aside the intellect for these few moments and just allow your being to carry you there, into that space, in a land that has no beginning and no end. No beginning and no end. That soothes your heart, that pours love into you from the Great Spirit, from beyond, from God, Creator, and all that is the great I Am that I am, lives within you right now and always. And you find that connection, that unshakable bond, that conduit that you are between heaven and earth, expressing it right now fully in your magnificence, in your love, in your kindness, in your open-heartedness, in balance and harmony, and in the joy of your inner child that loves to travel and play in the field of infinite possibilities. Breathe and allow your breath to connect you even deeper into this space, into the souls of the rocks, into the dirt of the earth, into the water that's beneath us, into the atmosphere and the sky. Breathe and love yourself even more. Allow yourself to expand yourself even more, even more.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The message is from these sacred places. Talk about something that is happening on the planet right now that is different from any time before. We've spoken of the communication with your soul, and we will again this time. We also enhance the information about the shift, which we have been doing all along. The energies, especially those around the light workers, the old souls, are very profound. In this time, there's also something else happening. I told you that when this planet starts to shift in consciousness, other things start to shift as well. Awarenesses, abilities, new inventions starting to come your way. It should tell you that there's also a physics change, perhaps, that goes along with consciousness. And there is. Measurable it is. Here is something I'm going to repeat, because now it is critical that you know this, all those who listen. Number one and two combined together, and they're this. The darkness and the light have more influence in power right now than ever before. The darkness and the light have more influence and are powerful right now than ever before. That is wonderful news for the old soul. The light worker spreads light. That means that light is going to spread faster, further, and be listened to more accurately than ever before. And the same goes with the dark. I would like to present a picture to you. Two scenarios. You walk into a friend's home. And in that friend's home, the television is on, and they're telling how bad the virus is in their area. And you listen to it, and they are saying, and they're nodding their head, and they're taking notes, yes, it's going to get worse, much worse. We have to prepare for it. We have to do this, and we have to do that. We don't know how bad it's going to get. That's what happened here in this Navajo Nation. Now, how did that affect you? Did you brush it off? Or did you sleep with it that night, and perhaps the day after that, and the day after that? Scenario two, you go into a friend's home. They see you coming, they turn off the television set, and they start laughing, and they greet you. And they say, we have some wonderful news, this and that has happened, did you hear about this birth? We're having such a good time here, even though there's a virus, we're making the best of it. We invite you to take a look at this television program, and they turn on the television, and there's a comedy movie. And you have a wonderful time that night. And you hug each other, and you leave. Now, you've got to be a fairly low consciousness not to see the difference. The difference is this. One was as bad as the virus. It infected those around them. And you carried it with you, and you worried. The light is the same. It goes further. But it stays with you. And here is now what I want to tell you that is so critical. One spreads fear and one spreads light. So I ask all of the light workers who are listening to me right now and all of those, which one fits you? We do certain things, they say, as human beings that are habit. My partner tells me all the time, and that he says things and he's sorry afterwards that he says them just to himself because he realizes that they have a negative slant, and they do. That it's habit that you grow up with, that you do certain things that you think other people want to know and enjoy, and all you've done is to frighten them. And then they go home and stay frightened. Is that what you came for? Here's what I want to tell you that is so wonderful about communication to your soul today. Right now, I want to give you this information that tags on to and hooks up with the last time we were together telling you about the soul. Imagine you were in that soul, and we told you there is a library, and you can see a library in your mind. You've all been to one. And in that library was all of the past lives you've ever lived and all those whose names are there etched that you can call on any time. We invited you to go back and pick off the shelves the attributes that you need today. As strange as that might sound, how many of you went back to pick up sickness and fear? And the answer is none of you. You go back and you find the things that make you healthy, happy, and contain more light. Right now, I want to tell you that the thing that is missing in so many light workers is joy and laughter. That's missing. And the reason why is because the old energy often stuffed it down on you. You are light workers, and that was something that nobody understood. It is hard to walk this planet in light when there's darkness around you. There's not much to laugh about. There's not much to then become anything but serious about. Some of you felt you were in survival mode, even as a light worker. I'm telling you now that light is a bubble that will support you. Wherever you go, it will push against that which is the dark. If you maintain the light, if you're speaking those things of the light, I invite you to go into that Akashic record of yours and find the cheerful one, the smiling one, the one that understands the inner child. What was it like when you were a child? Those of you who had a good childhood, and I know not all did. Do you remember those times when laughing was all you wished to do? Having fun was all you wished to do. There were no cares. There are those who would object and say, yes, but there are cares today. And I'll tell you this, that inner child will cover them up. They won't go away. Those cares, you are caring people. You're in a world that has a duality. But laughing and being joyful at all the times you can be will make you live longer. We need you here, soldiers of the light. We need you here. If you will laugh more and you will go find that which gives you more joy, you're going to have more time on this planet to show others what light is, not what dark is. What comes out of your mouth to others? Is it joyful? Is it fearful? Think about this. Because you are the only ones who listen to this now, who can make this change, because joy coming out of an old soul and a light worker is like firing off a light cannon. It goes so far. These are words of wisdom that apply to all light workers, no matter what your opinions, no matter what you do, and it's never changed. Darkness creates fear. Light is an infectious, joyful attitude that moves the dark in front of it as it walks, even. You are protected. Did you know that? In this new area of energy you walk in today, you designed to be here, you asked to be here, you have a bubble of light, and wherever you walk, the darkness cannot touch you. That is the new energy, the new tools. I have told you repeatedly about these things. Why don't you stand tall and try it? The darkness will recede from you. It's the reason now that in some of the meetings that I have asked to be set up, they no longer sage. Because the energy starts clearing as soon as the light worker walks in the room. They are their own clearing. That is how powerful that is. So what have you cleared today? What have you said today? What is it you wish to do with that new power? I invite all of those who are interested in this to take that journey into your soul, to that Akashic record. And if you're not happy with who you are in the light joy department, go find the you that was and paste it upon yourself and start realizing there is a reason to be joyful. A good reason. Light is going to win. But it has to be with a light worker who understands these kinds of things. Right now, you're not the one who was in the past. This is not your grandfather's world. This is a good place to have this channel. The ancients are listening. They know of these things as well. They had their own ways of helping one another. And part of that was laughter. Have you noticed something? Every indigenous that you've met smiles at you. In these lands that you've been in, these nations, they are readily available to laugh for you. They want to tell you stories that are fun. They have a joke or two. Almost all of them. They have suffered so much in so many ways. And yet they understand the principle of laughter and joy as promoting health and happiness within their family. And they share it to you as often as they can. They are our teachers today. And so it is.